Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Game. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, it should be very clear to everyone listening to the sound of my voice by now that the Democrats have set a trap in an attempt to stop Donald Trump from once again regaining the White House. Now, it's very clear that all of these indictments, every last single one of these indictments, are absolutely ridiculous from a legal standpoint. We even have Democratic lawyers such as Alan Dershowitz, who has said on numerous occasions, I did not vote for Donald Trump. I hope I don't have to vote for him this time, but the law is the law, and these allegations and these indictments are all ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. So why are they doing it? See, this is the thing we really have to deep dive into, because if Alan Dershowitz knows it's ridiculous, and many other Democratic lawyers and a ton of Republican lawyers, they all know it's ridiculous, then certainly the people bringing the charges, they also know it's ridiculous. They clearly understand that they have had to stretch the Constitution, stretch the laws to such degree to charge this man with the things that they've charged him with that it's actually almost satirical. But they really don't care. I've heard people say, well, their goal is to put him in prison for the rest of his life. It's not true. That's not their goal. They know he's not going to prison. They clearly understand that he's not going to serve one day, not 1 hour. Their goal is to keep him from running for president of the United States. Now, I know a lot of people are going to say, well, they can't really do that. Even if he was in jail, he could run for the presidency, which is true. But that's not what they're attempting to do, folks. They're not attempting to say he can't run for the presidency because he's a felon, he's in jail. They're going to try to get him removed from specific states' ballots, states that he would have to win. If they can get him removed in Georgia, if they can get him removed in Florida, these are states that if his name is not on the ballot, his chances of winning are abysmally small. That's their only goal. Their goal is not to imprison him. I mean, that would be a bonus prize, I suppose, if they could do that. But that's not what they're looking for. They're not looking to imprison anybody. They're looking to keep him from running. They're looking to stop his supporters from being legally allowed to vote for him. Now, you could still write him in. You could write in anybody. But they clearly understand that the majority of the people are not going to do a write-in, and it would be very much underwhelming compared to the numbers he would get if he was on the ballot. So if they can successfully get him removed from the ballot in key states, this gives the Democrats a huge advantage, and this, of course, is election interference. Much like the scheduling of his trials, the day before Super Tuesday, the day before another important event, making sure he can't attend these events, making sure he can't campaign. If you watch them very carefully, they have revealed themselves very clearly. Their attempts are not to jail him. Their attempts are to stop him from becoming the president of the United States at all costs. Now, I've heard some talking heads at CNN and MSNBC and other places say Donald Trump can't win. I've heard Chris Christie say Donald Trump can't win. If he wins the primary, we're doomed. He can't win. Quite obviously, that's not what they think. Because if for a heartbeat they thought that Donald Trump was so easy to beat, the very first thing they would do is say, leave him alone. Leave him alone. Let him run. Let him win. He's so easy to beat. If that's the man they want to run against our candidate, great. because we have an awesome, awesome chance of beating them. They don't believe that for a heartbeat, folks. They know damn well they're going to lose this election if Donald Trump becomes the nominee. So they have to stop it. If they can't stop it in the primaries, they could, again, possibly get his name removed from the ballot. Now, new polls have come out showing that, well, Donald Trump's within a point of Joe Biden, but Joe Biden's still winning. Joe Biden's still ahead. Don't let him keep telling you that. Number one, these polls are within like a 3-point margin of error, so Trump could be ahead by 2. But they're talking about the popular vote, where Californians by the millions are going to vote for whatever Democrat. If you put up a child rapist as a candidate, they would vote for the child rapist. Because that's their mentality. But the electoral votes is an overwhelming victory for Donald Trump. In the states he needs to win, the electoral votes tell a far different story. The electoral votes see a landslide victory for Donald Trump. And the Democrats clearly understand that. They're clearly worried about that. In the meantime, they intend to run a candidate that, quite frankly, can't string two sentences together. Now, I'm not here to make fun of the elderly. I'm not here to make fun of people who are suffering from Alzheimer's or anything else. But what I am telling you is this. There comes a time when you have to understand when someone, whether you like them or you do not like them, is not capable of doing a job that you've assigned them. And Joe Biden is not capable of being president of the United States. He's not president of the United States as we speak. He only is in name. Joe Biden is not running this country, folks. Clearly, he's not running this country. When he was first asked about Maui, he wasn't even sure where it was. That's why he says, I don't have a comment, because nobody's told him what to say. He has to wait until they say, here is your official statement. Memorize it, read it, here's the cheat sheet. This is what you say, you answer no other questions, this is it. He's not running this country, folks. He's on vacation 75% of the time. So they clearly understand he's only going to get worse. These things don't get better. It's an unfortunate reality, but they don't get better. So as Joe Biden's presidency continues, and he still has another year, it's going to get worse. And then they're talking about giving him 4 more after that? Clearly they understand that they have to do something and do something quick. And what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to steal another election. Now, they know they can't do it the same way they did it last time. Last time, they illegally changed the election law for key states like Georgia, Arizona, made sure that it favored the Democrats. It was found to be unconstitutional, and those laws were changed back directly after Trump law. Clearly knew. Clearly knew that it was illegal. They withheld the Hunter Biden laptop information, where 1 in 6 people said they would not have voted for Joe Biden had they have known it was real, which would have put Trump in the White House for 4 more years. That also is election interference by way of withholding vital information. So there's plenty of election interference. They can't do the same thing this time. We know Hunter Biden's laptop is real. We know that Joe Biden was involved in Hunter's business dealings. We have ample witnesses saying he's being treated differently by the DOJ than anybody else that they've ever seen. So they can't hide behind that. So now the next step is, how do we get Donald Trump disqualified in certain states? How do we have his name removed from the ballots? So they are going to try to tie this to a law that was enacted right after the Civil War. And if you read the exact letters of the law involving this particular edict that they're trying to use, It clearly states anyone involved in an insurrection, attempt to overthrow the government, or give aid and comfort to those who are trying to overthrow the government shall be disqualified for running for president. It's also tied to a another provision that says that people will not be compensated financially for the loss of their slaves. That's the law they're using. That's the exact law they're using. So they're only taking part of that law, and they're saying, oh, see, he gave aid and comfort to insurrectionists. How did he do that? By telling him to go march on the Capitol and be peaceful? He attempted an insurrection. An insurrection from where? Where was there an insurrection? They are so desperate to stop this man that they are using a Civil War time law, stretching it, taking parts out, bending it to suit what they want to suit. I want you to all understand something. If you follow this to the letter of the law, any governor from any state can disqualify a president from running by accusing him of insurrection or giving aid and comfort to the enemy. Therefore, Ron DeSantis could say, I'm sorry, but Joe Biden cannot run for president because he is aiding and abetting, giving aid and comfort to people who are flooding into this country illegally, thus giving aid and comfort to people who are attempting to cause an insurrection by illegally overthrowing our government by having illegals vote. So therefore, anybody at any time could simply disqualify a president from running. This cannot stand. This cannot stand. So now we have to ask ourselves a question. If the Democrats understand that what they're doing is ridiculous, if they understand that it's never going to hold water, if they understand that it could easily be shot down in a court of law, why are they doing it? Why are they wasting their time? Well, some people might say, well, they're going to hope that the independent voters and the moderates just say, oh, I'm so turned off by Trump and all his legal battles, I can't vote for him. That might be partially true. But there's a much darker truth, folks. And the darker truth is they're hoping that the rhino Republicans won't lift a finger to stop them. And I got news for you. They're not. You will hear them on Fox News every single day saying, so that's outrageous. They're trying to persecute this man, but they're protecting Joe Biden. How can they protect Joe Biden and persecute this man? And then when they ask the Republican House, are we ready to move forward with an impeachment on Joe Biden? No. No. No, I don't think that's a good idea. No, you don't think anything's a good idea that's going to be fighting back. They refuse to fight back. They don't want to fight back. And the reason they don't want to fight back is they also do not want Donald Trump in the White House. It's time for you to understand this very clearly, folks. I don't want to be the guy that's the bearer of bad news. And I know there's a lot of great conservatives listen to this show and a lot of great Republicans who listen to this show. And I don't want to be the guy that pees in your cornflakes. But the people that you've been counting on, the people that you've been hanging your hat on saying they'll find justice, they'll get to the bottom of it, they're going to do exactly nothing. They're going to put on a great big show. They're going to pretend that they're going to fight hard. And then they're going to say, well, what could we really do? We didn't have the Senate. And we weren't really able to bring the whole constituency of the GOP together. And we did our best, and we hope that our supporters understand that we did our best. No, I don't understand that. You're not doing your best. You're not doing your best. Now, there's a handful that are trying. I'm not saying there's not a handful that aren't trying. But they're not succeeding because they're not trying hard enough, and they don't have the support they need. How about Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, who says, state Republicans to call a special session to remove the Fulton County District Attorney, Fannie Willis, is not going to work. That's what he said. He had a press conference on Thursday and said, nothing to do with his personal feelings surrounding the district attorney's case, but up to this point, I've not seen any evidence that D.A. Willis's actions or lack thereof warrant actions by the Prosecuting Attorney's Oversight Committee. As long as I'm the governor, we're going to follow the law and the Constitution. You're full of crap. Fannie Willis said because Donald Trump challenged the results of an election, he is an insurrectionist. She challenged the results of an election. She's caught on Twitter. She's caught in her emails saying that the election was stolen, not in Trump's favor, but before. So she's, by her very definition, she's an insurrectionist. She's committed the same crime Donald Trump did. She ran on a platform of let's get Donald Trump. So I want to ask you a question. All of you liberals, and I know some of you listen to this show because I get feedback from you. Let's say you're going to your office, and you and another guy are up for a promotion, assistant manager promotion. And you don't get along with the other guy, and the other guy says, I am actually going to the police, and I'm going to charge him with attempting to extort me. And my brother-in-law is the district attorney. He's going to press charges, and we're just going to press charges on him. And by the way, all the judges that you're going to be put up in front of, they are all in my back pocket. Well, how would you feel? Would you feel confident that the law and order will prevail in the end and I will be found innocent? Or will you say, I'm going to get railroaded here. I can see the writing on the wall. I see what's going to happen to me. I'm not getting that assistant manager's position. And worse yet, I'm going to be vilified and everything else. This is what's happening to Donald Trump. Let's get right down to the nitty-gritty, and that includes you Trump supporters. Who is Donald Trump? Donald Trump is a businessman. Donald Trump is a businessman who probably cut as many corners as he could possibly cut right on the edge of the law to get to where he is today. He kissed the ass of Democrats. He kissed the ass of Republicans. He donated to their campaigns because he needed them. He utilized every tax law he could to save every penny he could because that's his job as a businessman. At the end of the day, when he had made his fortune and he realized I can, you know, live forever on what money I have, I don't need to do this anymore, he decided I'm just going to play it straight. I've watched what these politicians do for years. I've watched how they operate, both on the right and the left. And I'm going to run on the right because that supports more of my values as they currently stand. But I'm not thrilled with the people, some of the people on the right, because I know the games they play. Well, how do you think that made people feel on the right? People on the right said, he's not one of us. How dare he run for president? Why, it's a joke. We're career politicians. He's a mere businessman. I know we bowed and scraped before him for monetary donations, and I know we granted him favors, but he knows too much. He knows inside baseball here. We don't, we're not comfortable with him being the president. He knows too many of our secrets. But don't worry, he won't win anyway. He's a loudmouth and a clown. Well, the people had had enough. The people had totally had enough of lifetime politicians smooth talking, talk, 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 and do exactly zero. So he won. And when he won, so many Republicans had to smile through their anguish and say, oh, wonderful. Donald Trump's the president. Yeah, that isn't that great. And secretly they hoped everything he does will be a disaster. Everything he does, and then we'll say, well, we never wanted him, but it wasn't a disaster, folks. See, the reason they don't like Donald Trump isn't because he's an awful president who brought ruination on the country. They hate him because he was a very good president who was bringing enrichment to the country. And they can't figure how the hell he managed to do it. Or if they can figure how he managed to do it, they said, yeah, but that wasn't our intention. We didn't want to do that. See, we can play this game forever. Think of it in terms of this. You go to a psychiatrist, right? What is his motivation for curing you? You're going to stop paying him? So now you're almost there. More sessions. You know what? We there's another problem that popped up. We really should work out. And it's just a lifetime. It's like a chiropractor, right? You go for 10 sessions. Oh, well, you're going to keep have to come right on back. Yeah, because that's how they pay their mortgage. Well, they begin to realize, well, we can't play these games. Donald Trump won't allow it. He'll expose us. We got to get him out of there. That's exactly what they're trying to do now. So when you hear disingenuous Republicans say, well, it's just an outrage, what's happening to Donald Trump, they're secretly loving every second of this. And they're saying, go, man, go. Because if we can get somebody else in there that we have a little bit more control over who doesn't know our dirty little secrets, we'll feel safe again. Ron DeSantis doesn't know any of our dirty little secrets. We'll feel safe again. He's not going to find anything out. We never went to Ron DeSantis for money. We never begged for support. We never exchanged favors for campaign donations with Ron DeSantis. He doesn't know anything about the way we work here. You're right. Neither does Vivek Ramaswamy. They don't care if those two guys run. They probably don't really even care if they win. Because it's still going to be business as usual. They care if Donald Trump wins, because if Donald Trump wins, politics is forever changed. Politics is given back into the hands of the people, not the elite. Donald Trump made it possible for the people to succeed without government. Our current government wants it to be impossible for you to succeed without them. Own you like a house pet. So the disingenuous Republicans are worrying me. They're cowardly. They will not fight fire with fire. And I've even heard some people I trusted very much, like Louisiana Senator Kennedy saying, well, you know, this, we can't fight fire with fire. You can't try to impeach a man just out of revenge, because then we're just as bad as they are. Listen, if you sit down to play a game, and the opposite side is continually cheating, you have two options. Leave the game or cheat back. That's your two options. It's not cheating to say, well, you targeted our president unfairly. We got more than enough evidence to target your president fairly. Fairly. And they won't do it. They will not do it. In fact, they're empowering the Democrats. The Democrats are so empowered by the Republicans' lack of actions that they're not even hiding their intentions anymore. They're like, oh, I guess we're just going to schedule your court hearing for the day before Super Tuesday. Even though that would be one of the most incredibly quick trials ever, I think that's what we'll do. And the judge says, yes, that's a very good idea. And not one Republican says, wait a frigging minute. This is tantamount to election interference. And then you got Kemp saying, well, I think the prosecutor's doing a fine job here in Georgia. Do you really? Yeah, you do. And I'll tell you why you do. Because you're behind one of the biggest scams in the history of Georgia. You purposely helped to change voting laws to screw Donald Trump in Georgia. And you know your hands are as dirty as they can be, Kemp. So now you're going to smile and say, well, I don't have any animosity toward Donald Trump. Like hell you don't. You're as dirty as they come, and Trump knows it. So it's self-preservation for you, too. When Trump said drain the swamp, he did not understand that if you drain the entire swamp, Washington is gone. There'll be four or five people left. He had no idea how deep the swamp went. And the thing he really had no idea over, but now he does. And this is why they have to stop him so fervently this time. Now he understands that some of the people he counted on to be on his side never were. They never were. They were smiling in his face and stabbing him in the back because they understand succeeds. He makes us all look foolish. And he did make you all look foolish. Where are we at now? Gas is back to over $4 a gallon in most places. Groceries are almost unaffordable. Things have doubled in price, literally doubled in price. They're telling you you can't have ceiling fans. They're telling you you can't have gas-powered cars. They're telling you you can't have gas stoves. Now they're saying we may restrict you to having 2 beers a week. How invasive do you want to allow them to become? Before you say, excuse me, this is my life. I'll do as I choose here. You don't get to tell me what I get to eat and drink. You don't get to tell me what I get to drive. You don't get to tell me where I get to go. I've broken no laws. I'm a free man. You're not free, folks. They want you in their cage. Ron DeSantis is not going to stop them from putting you in the cage. He's just going to expand the cage. He's going to say, well, that cage is too small. Here's a much bigger cage for you. And if you want to be happy little chickens, you scurry around in the cage and say, oh, boy, we got a bigger cage. I want no cage. I want to be a free-ranging chicken. Vivek Ramaswamy's not going to give that to you either. He may have the best intentions in the world. They will eat him alive. Because despite the fact that he's a very smart man and he has some very good ideas, he's not Donald Trump. He doesn't walk into the room and become the alpha male. He doesn't do that. Donald Trump had the respect or fear, whichever it is, and I don't care which it is, of every leader, foreign leader that was an ally of the United States as well as those who were enemies of the United States. Oh, secretly they said, he's an idiot and he's this, and I loved it when they would say that because then the Democrats would say, see, nobody likes him. See, they're all calling him names. Well, I wonder why. Because he was finally putting their feet to the fire. Oh, when they're your best friend and they're snuggling up next to you, that's because they're in bed with you and working out all kinds of friggin' deals to enrich themselves and yourself at the expense of the people. Donald Trump put an end to that and said, this isn't happening anymore. He put those tariffs on China quick enough. What happened? He had China in the palm of his hand. China knew it. They knew that if he won this next election, they were going to have to acquiesce to the things that he wanted, and that would have been a major boom for the United States of America. So they did whatever they could to make sure that Donald Trump was not the president because they did not want him to be the president. And they were fortunate enough to have the support of many of the politicians here in the United States who get paid off by China and other countries who also did not want him to be the president. If you're running a gigantic scam where you're raking in millions and millions of dollars being a politician and doing pretty much nothing, and suddenly your boss changes and it's going to be somebody who's going to be a stickler and say, what's going on here, instead of the guy who just keeps looking the other way because he's doing the same thing, you're not going to like your new boss either. Because he's going to be putting a cog in the situation, isn't he? That's what ended up happening, folks. I love when people say, we want an honest politician who's just going to tell us the truth straight up and give us it. Even if it's bad news, he's just going to give it to us straight and not act like a used car salesman and not buddy up with, well, you had one, and you're trying to destroy him. Oh, Trump would exaggerate and say, I was the greatest president in history and exaggerated some of his stuff. He's an exaggerator. He's not a liar. He didn't lie. Every single thing that he was called on the carpet for about lying, oh, he said they bugged his office and spied on his campaign. What a liar. Truth. Found out it was the truth. He said Hillary Clinton's campaign paid for the Russian dossier. Can you imagine such a liar? Truth. Found out it was the truth. Everything he said, we have found out later, 100% correct. Remember when Germany laughed at him and said, if you go through with this, you're going to be paying so much for oil from the Russians and everything, you're going to be financially destitute. And they laughed in his face. Truth. They found out quick enough, didn't they? So do you want an honest politician? I'm not saying Vivek Ramaswamy or Ron DeSantis is not honest. I'm just saying they are the guys who are used to playing, well, Ramaswamy's not. Ramaswamy's just going to get eaten alive. He'll fight back, but he's not going to win. He doesn't have the power to win. Trump does. Ron DeSantis, like I said, he's just going to expand your cage. He's just going to say, it's not right to put these restrictions. However, we'll put the following restrictions. Oh, that's not too bad. I guess we'll, no, listen, enough already. The very fact that the machine is trying so hard to keep you from voting for Donald Trump is the only reason you need to vote for Donald Trump. There's no better reason in the world. I've just read you verbatim what the governor of Georgia said. Oh, we have no evidence of anything that would be worthy of an investigation. Are you kidding? There's pages and pages of Fannie Willis doing the exact same thing she accused Trump of doing and saying she was going to go after him before she even knew what she was going after him for. We'll find something. You don't think that's good enough? How about if a cop came over to you one day and said, you ain't done nothing right now, my friend, but I don't like you. I'm going to find something. I'm going to find something you did. Even if I have to make it up, I'll find something. And then goes back to the Civil War era to find a law that you broke. And that law still says you didn't really break it, but they say, well, we're going to take out Part B and C, and we're just going to charge you with Part A, even though you can't exclusively do that. For no other reason except we don't like you. Well, you would be crying, wouldn't you? You'd be saying, this is ridiculous abuse of power by the police. The guy told me he was going to get me for something even though I did nothing wrong. He said that out loud. Fannie Willis said that out loud. But you don't care. And the reason you don't care is because you think your side is winning. But I want to inform you all of you brainiacs who think this is a wonderful thing that Donald Trump's being indicted, and I'm so glad the judges are on our side, and I'm so glad that they're giving it to him. They're going to give it to you too. Eventually, it's going to come for you. And you're not going to think it's funny. And you're not going to think it's cute. And you're not going to feel like you're winning. And when you cry and say, this is unfair, no one's going to reach out their hand to you because you didn't, irregardless to who they vote for. Tell the truth. When Barack Obama was the president, I can still recall a right-wing journalist attacking his children for what he called dressing like they were heading for a bar room and not for a meeting where there was going to be heads of state and everything at the White House. I disagreed with everything Obama did. He was a charlatan, a used car salesman, a socialist, and a liar. But I went on record saying, how dare you? How dare you say that about his children? His children have not been elected. They are not required to dress any way for your approval. They can dress like every other child their age and act like every other child their age. And how dare you even bring up their name? It's beyond contempt. That's what I said. And you know why I said it? Because it's true. Not because I like Barack Obama. Because it's true. But all of the Democrats are suffering from Trump derangement syndrome. They don't care. If they said, you know what? It's illegal to do X, Y, and Z between the hours of 7 o'clock and 7:03 in the state of Ohio while carrying a sheep. And we think Donald Trump did that. You'd say, yes, prosecute him. You are the very people in the village of Salem pointing the fingers at the people you don't like and saying, which, and delighting in the entertainment of watching them hang. I went to Salem, Massachusetts. I studied what happened in Salem, Massachusetts. The majority of it was a land grab by the government. Yes, it started with two little girls pointing fingers, but then it became something different. It became of who is inconvenient and whose land can we seize? And all for, oh, you have to agree with what we're doing. They're witches, don't you understand? They're servants of the devil. come and bring your children to the hanging so you can watch them kick and take their final breath and think it's fun. This happened in our country. Oh, how fun. Look, they're almost dead, children. The evil ones are almost dead. They've almost stopped kicking. People would bring their children to that if they did it to Donald Trump. You don't understand what you're doing here, folks. You don't understand what you're doing. By allowing them to take away his rights, you're giving them carte blanche to take away yours. If they can do it to a man who was a president of the United States and the front runner for the primary and probably for the presidency again, they can do it to you. Same thing happened in Salem, Massachusetts. Everybody just thought it was wonderful. Oh, boy. Look, that neighbor I don't like, who we had a fight one time, accused of being a witch. Let's watch him hang. And then they said, you also are a witch. Oh, no, not me. No. Yeah, coming for you. And you better understand it's coming for you. Is this what you want for your children? Is this what you want your children to be raised in a country who does this? Do you want you to look at your children and say, children, there isn't really equal justice. It depends on who you vote for. So vote for the right man, children. Be on the right side, or they can come and get you. And if they do come and get you, children, I'm going to have to just let them have you because I can't buck the machine. Is that what you want? Because that's where we're heading right now. That's where we're heading. So you better get your heads out of your backside and understand that this is the time, the most important time in our history, and your children are going to have to deal with the ramifications of what you do now. And you should be outraged. And if you're a Democrat, you should be saying, leave the man alone. If he's this easy to beat, just let him run. Forget it. Prove to me that we have the better issues. The solutions to the issues. Prove to me that we have the better agenda. Prove to me that we're the party of the future. Not by prosecuting and persecuting our opponents, but by equally letting the people decide who's best. Oh, but they can't do that. Because for years they've been trying to lie to you and telling you the majority of the people agree with us. The majority of the people agree we should have nothing but electric cars. The majority of the people agree we should be eating bugs. The majority of the people agree that MAPS, minor attracted people, are just a different sexuality and should be treated equally. Nobody agrees with it except psychopaths. And that's what you've all become. You've all become an enraged mob storming the Castle Frankenstein with torches, yelling, burn, burn, burn. And you're too damn self-absorbed to realize it. That's it. So now we have a few Republicans saying, oh, well, we're going to do this big investigation into Joe Biden. Listen, they had nothing, zero on Donald Trump. And did how many investigations? We had Adam Schiff and company literally hold investigations knowing all the time that they were the ones behind the Russian collusion nonsense, and none of it was real. They knew it before they held the hearings. They should all be in jail, but they're not. They wasted hundreds of millions of dollars in taxpayer money, your money, on a scam, all the while laughing and saying, oh, we didn't do that, but they don't. Let's exploit it. Going to vote for them again, are you? The ones that wasted your money. Going to keep right on voting for them, are you? Meanwhile, our feckless Republican Party says, well, we have Joe Biden basically with pseudonyms talking to Hunter Biden's business partner, emailing Hunter Biden illegally about certain matters he really shouldn't know about as just a private citizen. Under pseudonyms, we have 20 or 30 companies that were created, just fake, sham businesses, to launder money. We have wire transfers from Burisma to even Joe Biden's grandchildren. Could somebody please tell me what Joe Biden's grandchildren possibly did for Burisma? What was their job at Burisma? You have all this evidence, and you still have feckless Republicans saying, I don't think we got enough. What is it that you want? I'll tell you the answer. You don't want to do it at all. Because secretly you're hoping that Donald Trump does not win, and you can then say, them damn Democrats, we were so rooting for Donald Trump people, we loved them too. But them damn Democrats, no. I'm not blaming this one on the Democrats. This is your ball, Republicans. Fix it. You know that this is illegal, what they're doing. You know this is a scam. You know this is election interference. You know this is illegal persecution of a political opponent. Do something, or I don't want to hear it's the Democrats' fault, because it's not. But I bet you won't. I bet you won't. Because the majority of you truly and honestly hope that Donald Trump does not win. Now, I'm not talking, like I said, about every single person. I'm sure there are 6 or 7 or 8 or 10 good, solid, conservative Republicans who are trying hard to get something done. How would you like them to do it? When they say, well, we want to start an impeachment process. No, we won't vote for you. Well, we want to start a criminal investigation. No, we won't do that. We have to wait. There's got to be more evidence. Do we actually have Joe Biden on camera in front of a live audience saying, folks, I am a money launderer and a traitor to this country, and I've enriched myself and my family for years off of China, Romania, Ukraine, and other countries that do not have our best interests at heart. Do we have that? No. Okay, well, then until we do, you knock on my door when we do. That's what your Republicans are doing right now. It's outrageous. I'll tell you right now, the Democrats have no problem doing that. They just do what they want to do. The ACLU, as we speak, is suing Indiana, state of Indiana. What did Indiana do that was so horrible? What did Indiana do that was so horrible? Well, I'll tell you what they did. Hold on. I'm sorry about that, folks. What Indiana did was they denied paying for a sex change operation for an inmate who strangled an infant baby to death. That's what Indiana did. Indiana said, we're not paying for a sex change for some psychopath who thought it was a fun idea to strangle an infant baby to death. Oh, the ACLU. That's not equal rights. We're standing up for him. How come you're not standing up for Donald Trump? Where's his equal rights? You're all a bunch of phonies. But the Democrats will fight. And the Republicans will say, we don't have enough ammunition. We really don't have what we need. Democrats just go ahead and say, oh, we have nothing, but we're still going to. We'll just make it up. We'll make it up as we go along. It's time you fought fire with fire. I'm tired of this. The American people are tired of this. And for the people who are not tired of it, like I said, all you liberals and you Democrats who are smiling and laughing and saying, isn't this wonderful? Donald Trump might go to jail. He might not be able to run for president. You better take a good, long, hard look in the mirror. And you better remember the way you thought when you were at this place and time in United States history, because you were on the wrong side. You were on the side of the people who suppress. You're on the side of the people who indict. You're on the side of the people who refuse free speech, free movement, free thought. That's whose side you're on. This was I hate to bring it up, but if this was in wartime, you would have been on the side of the Nazis, because that's what they did. You have to look beyond your irrational hatred for a human being who's done nothing to you, by the way, done nothing to you. Half of the people don't like him because he's successful and he revels in his success. So your average person, you got the poor people say, how come he's rich and I'm poor, not fair? Then you got the semi-rich people who say, how come I'm not quite that rich? How dare he be richer than me? How dare he not show me proper respect? How dare he be in a better level than I am? You're all jealous. And then the people who aren't jealous are brainwashed or stupid. I can't tell you how many times I've heard, Donald Trump is a racist. Okay, show me what he said that was racist. He said that everybody coming across the border are rapists. No, he didn't. And then you play the tape and they say, well, that's what he meant. Oh, you know what he meant now. See, here's the difference. You're looking at this because you guys are as corrupt as you can be. And you're saying, what would I do if I was him? I'd be corrupt and do this, that, and the other thing. So he must be doing it. So what you're really doing is you're imposing what you would do if you were him onto him. $2 a gallon. Jobs were plentiful. The prices of food were going down and the prices of wages were rising. There were first-time buyers for homes and minorities skyrocketing. The border was secure. We were winning a war on fentanyl. We had totally destroyed ISIS. Things were looking good. And then a mysterious virus hit. And it stopped the world in its tracks. And it gave a really good excuse for Joe Biden not to leave his bunker. I'll just broadcast from my bunker, where everything can be scripted for me, and I don't have to ask hard questions. And you can't travel, and you can't vote. You have to vote by mail. Folks, they conned you. I'm not saying that COVID wasn't real. I'm saying they used it to their fullest advantage. They used it to their fullest advantage. And is there irony in the fact that the very country who would most have been crippled if Donald Trump won suddenly is responsible for a virus? I want you to ask yourself that question. Is that an unreasonable thought? Am I an idiot for thinking that? Am I a conspiracy theorist for saying, wait a minute, China hated Donald Trump? Oh, they respected him, but they knew what he was about to do to them, and they knew they had no choice but to acquiesce to what he wanted. They didn't want him to win no matter what they had to do. And, oh, just mysteriously, how comes a virus? Isn't that worth even just asking? I'm not allowed to ask if that sounds unusual. It sounds unusual to me. How far are these people willing to go? We have actual journalists in this country, actual journalists with degrees in journalism, saying, I fear for Donald Trump's safety. They may try to have him assassinated. This is something you hear in third world countries, not the United States of America. Is this how far we've fallen as a country? And the day that happened, there would be people cheering in the streets. Good, 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 because you'd think that was good, right? You'd think that was a wonderful thing that happened. Assassinate your political opponent. That's a good idea. And you claim to be on the side of justice and righteousness? You're criminals. Anyone who would gleefully laugh when someone they do not like is being wrongfully persecuted is the type of human being you don't want to know. I've often said, and I've proven it on some occasions, that if my best friend and someone I hated and despised got into an argument and my friend was wrong, I'm telling my friend, I'm sorry. You're my best friend, and I love you, but you're wrong. He's right. Not because I like him, because I despise him, because he's right. Until you can do that as a country, you're lost. Because this isn't a soccer game where hooligans just jump on my side didn't win, I'm rioting and tearing the place apart. That's what politics has become in this country now, a soccer game where we choose sides. And we say, oh, no, that goal that clearly didn't go in that they counted, that clearly went in, even though secretly we say we know it didn't go in, but who cares? Our side won. Do you want to be that person? Because I'm going to tell you something. That's a low, low person. That's a person with no dignity. That's a person with no morals. That's a person with no respect. That's a person that's beneath contempt. Don't be that person. You're better than that. No matter who you are, you're better than that. Time we did that in this country. Because if we do not, we're lost. You may not understand this right now, but this is the most vital and important time in our country's history that we have ever witnessed. We are on the verge of becoming a third world country where persecution and prosecution of political opponents is going to be the norm, where division and anger and frustration and one side against the other, brother against brother, neighbor against neighbor is common. And any justification of what we do to the enemy, the other side, is fine because it's the enemy. Do whatever you want to them. Stop it now. I don't care who you are, and I don't care what your political ideologies are. We have to send a message to this crazy machine that's both Republican and Democrat. And that message is you don't get to tell us who we get to vote for. You don't get to set that bar. We get to set that bar. We the people. Isn't that what it says? We the people. Not you, the overlords. We the people have to take this country back. And the way you do that is by sending a message that you will not tell us who we can vote for and who we can't. You will not rig the game. You will not host sham elections where you say, well, the votes were there, I'm sorry. No, you will not take people off the ballots illegally. We will not stand for it. Until we can do that as a country, we're always going to be divided. There are people right now that I know living in San Francisco in squalor saying, I don't dare walk the street. I'm not going into a business past 5 o'clock at night. I wouldn't go in certain areas in even broad daylight anymore. But they'll vote Democrat again because Trump bad and Democrat and Republicans bad. When they don't even say, wait a minute, what have you done to me here? What is it that I'm voting for? I'm voting for this. I don't want this. Look around you. And ask yourself, the next time you're pumping gas, the next time you're in a grocery store, the next time you're being told your children are not your children and we'll do what we please with them in our schools, is this what you want? Is that what you want to vote for? The next time someone is being prosecuted illegally for stuff you know deep down in your heart they didn't do, ask, is it okay because I just don't like them, so good for them? During Trump's campaign against Hillary Clinton, when Hillary Clinton collapsed, and they said she had pneumonia, I was the first person to say, that's not funny. It's not funny. It's not something to make fun of. Neither is Joe Biden's health issues. Neither is Joe Biden's cognitive decline. It's not funny. It's sad. Not because I like Hillary Clinton. I despise Hillary Clinton. But it's not funny for an elderly woman to have pneumonia. To the extent that she fell down. That's not funny. That's not something I'm gleeful about. I was sorry about it, and I'm happy that she recovered. Because I'm a human being first. Many of you have stopped being a human being first. And you're being led in that direction. You're being led by the nose. And they're saying, oh, good, our plan is working. We're desensitizing them to when we're going to start stoning people in the streets. Sounds like an exaggeration, except it's happened in this country, and it's happened in other countries, and it'll happen again if you don't stop. The Democrats have their plan. They've got all their ducks in a row. They understand very clearly what they're about to do. Now the ball is in the court of the Republicans to say, Are we going to stand up for the people who support us, or are we going to let our pocketbooks and our fear of Donald Trump stopping our little political game rule? I'm sad to say I think the second one's going to be the answer. We're going to have a few people stand up and try to fight. It's not going to be enough. You need to hold every Republican responsible at this point. If they do not choose to stand up and fight against this obvious, completely dead obvious plan to basically steal an election, then they're not on your side. They're on their own side. Just because you got an R next to your name don't mean you're looking out for me. Prove to me you're looking out for me. Prove to me that I matter more than just who I vote for. And the way you can do that is stop this right now. Because at this point, I no longer blame the Democrats. You keep getting away with cheating, you're going to keep on cheating. You know, I've heard people say, oh, it's so cute. I played a game with my seven-year-old, and they cheated like 14 times to win. But it was cute. I wanted to let them win. No. Because you know what signal that sends to your child? It's okay to cheat. As long as you win, that's all that counts. That's not the signal you want to send to your child. That's not the signal anybody wants to send to anybody. They're cheating right now, and the Republican Party is doing exactly nothing except lip service to the people who think they're going to do something. So now, prove it. Put your money where your mouth is. Stop this nonsense now. You have the ability to do it. Don't tell me any different. And these people like Kemp down in Georgia, these Republicans in name alone, they need to pay the price for this. That I'm wrong, and the Republicans mount a very strong offense. Because if they don't, I'm telling you, this country will be unrecognizable in the next 4 years.
Marcus Game. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.